One final thing I want to ask you about. I see that one of your cases was a 70-year-old man who was treated with a checkpoint inhibitor, and it was kind of an interesting course. I wonder if you could comment on this patient.
Yeah, and this is the real dramatic responses we see that have just amazed us with this class of drug. You know, this was a guy who had hepatitis B-related liver disease, actually was found to have a tumor several years ago that was resected with curative intent. You know, he was well compensated, tolerated that well. He was being followed regularly, was noted to have a rising AFP, and re-imaging showed that he had developed recurrence in the liver and the lung that was biopsy proven as liver cancer. And he started on sorafenib and, you know, did not tolerate it so well, had some dose reductions, and came off after about 4 months. And then was transitioned to regorafenib, I think, in this case, and, you know, got some degree of benefit from that, but continued to have progressive disease and was very symptomatic. This guy, you know, went from playing tennis to not being able to walk very far. And arguably, you could have said, you know, maybe this is a time for supportive care. But this is a gentleman who, you know, we made the decision about trying nivolumab. And within weeks, his AFP dropped dramatically. Symptomatically, he got better. And he had a major response. And he stayed on drug over the course of about a year when he developed some more dyspnea, did not have disease progression. He has very minimal disease on radiograph, a near CR in both the liver and the lung. But he developed maybe some pneumonitis, felt to be maybe from nivolumab, and was treated with steroids and inhalers. And he's been off drug now for well over a year. And his disease has not recurred. AFP remains low, you know, and for all intents and purposes, appears to be cured of his liver cancer, even though radiographically there might be some small findings.